This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back into a special edition of WWO Sports Talk. We are live from the Rouses Market, Martin Luther King Boulevard here in Houma. You can get fresh, wild-caught, local Gulf seafoods for your dressings and casseroles for just $11.99 per pint, folks. And now we happen to welcome in the head coach of the Tulane Green Wave for Tulane Tuesday, John Summerall. Thank you so much for the time, Coach. And Tulane Tuesday brought to you by Bayou Black Electric, your electrical connection in the heart of South Louisiana. Learn more at BayouBlackElectric.com. How's it going, Coach?
I'm doing good. Appreciate you guys having me on. Hope you all are doing well.
Coach, how was it this week to prepare for it? Kind of a strange thing because really Thursday's game day and that sort of thing. So you had basically a bye and into it. So how did you handle that from a practice standpoint?
Yeah, last week I called it the mini bye because it wasn't a full week. But to last week, we sort of did some self-scout things, really focused on helping our guys get healed up from some bumps and bruises maybe they've had through the last several weeks, and just kind of tried to figure out maybe what we need to do to be ready to finish this season the right way schematically, and some things maybe that have gone well and maybe some things we had to adapt. And so and then gave the guys a couple extra days off of practice, and then, you know, like you said, Thursday's being Saturday, that means today's Thursday in our world. So once we got to, you know, last Friday, that was a Sunday to us, and Saturday was a Monday, and so forth and so on. So we get into our normal game week. Today was our walkthrough day. Tomorrow will be a run-through. We kind of do things a little backwards in that regards, where I think just studying the sports science stuff of it, I think the walkthrough 2 days out is better for your body than doing a quick run-through tomorrow. So our guys are excited about the opportunity. We got a really good Memphis team, man. These guys look like a daggum SEC team on the hoof. But really, we're ready to go and excited about the game we have at home.
I know they can run in fast,
you
Coach.
Coach Summerall, that's what I was going to ask you about Memphis. Is this a fair assessment? Just from an outsider looking in, it seems like not too many people talk about their defense, but their offense, and that they can score points. So how do you challenge your defense to keep pace with a team like Memphis? Because I don't know, just observing from an outsider, it seems like that's a challenge because they got some offensive weapons, and I think you could take advantage of their defense, but obviously you look at the whole team. But just elaborate where they're at come Thanksgiving night.
Yeah, man, you ain't lying. They got some dudes on offense. Now, the quarterback there, I think he's been there for like 10 years. All right? Like, I think he's 35 years old. The guy's been playing football forever at Memphis, and he's a really good player. They got several receivers that are big-time targets. Their back's a legitimate player. Their O-line is really solid. I think that's the one thing, you know, the different levels of football you go, you can usually tell the quality of a team by their O-line. But and then like I said, the depth of their skill positions is kind of unique. Most of the times in our league, I try to figure out which receiver we can take off the board and feel good about maybe making somebody else beat you or making them beat you left-handed in regards to which player has to step up and make a play for them. These guys got, like, six receivers that can play. Like, and so it's a challenge, and our defense is going to – you know, they got to be ready for the task at hand because these guys – there's a reason why they were picked preseason to win our league. It's because they got a ton of returning starters, and they got a ton of guys that have, I think, elite-level talent, to be quite honest.
Coach, a lot of times assistant coaches don't get a lot of ink, but your offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach, Joe Craddock, he was named to the Broyles watch list. And what he's done offensively, and I've told you this before, it's so impressive how he took that redshirt freshman quarterback who had never stepped on a college football field and took a snap before. You had some rebuilding along the offensive line, got a new receiving core basically. Done a great job of mixing that together because you knew what you had with Mekhi. You knew he could run the football. Tell us a little bit about Joe Craddock and really what he means to this offensive scheme.
Well, yeah, Joe's a really good football coach, man. We, you know, when Joe was the offensive coordinator at Arkansas, I was at Ole Miss for one of those years, and I was at Kentucky, and we played against each other a couple times. And I like to remind him every now and then when we were in the SEC coaching against each other, he's 0-2 against me. All right, so I don't ever let that down. But he's done a phenomenal job, really putting this thing together, and really kind of catering to what Darian does well. And allowing Darian to lean on our offensive line and our really good running back to kind of ease him into the year early in the year so that he wasn't having to put it all on the young quarterback's shoulders. But, you know, I tell people all the time as a head coach, I get a lot of credit when things go good and a lot of blame when they don't. And I'm a big boy. I can handle all that. But, man, we've got a phenomenal staff. Like, and as a head coach, they only allow me to nominate one guy for the Broyles Award every year. I like to nominate a bunch of them because my staff's top shelf. These guys do a great job. And man, we're so blessed with top to bottom, a great staff, and starting with our coordinators, with Joe being one of them.
You know, Coach Summerall, right now, just waiting from a local perspective, Louisiana folks, we're like, oh, well, we want Tulane. The stars might be aligned to get in that 12-team playoff. But I don't know. I would like Tulane to be the state champions or go against LSU in a bowl game. I don't know what's going to happen down the road, but I think people would look forward to that. And that, you know, who's winning in the trenches, offensive, defensive line? And I tell you what, there's a lot of people that have come up to me and said, Bobby, what do you think? I think they want to know how I'm going to answer this. They go, well, who you think is the best team in the state right now? I said, well, I don't know. The winning team is Tulane right now, has a chance to do something. But that's something I thought I brought this up to you before. But that could be a possibility. I know I'm looking ahead and all that because you don't know what's going to happen in the conference championship game and all what could come about, Boise State and all that stuff. But is that a possibility, you know, because the alignment that Tulane possibly with matchups could play LSU in a bowl game? Is that a possibility or not?
Yeah, there's some SEC versus American Conference bowl game matchups that are out there that could happen. I'm so focused on the micro, man. I'm blinders, you know, like, and so I'm worried about trying to win this game this Thursday. But on the big picture of things, I mean, I've addressed this before. I think in-state teams playing other in-state teams is good for our state. I think it's good, you know, and I've told my administration here, I would love nothing more for every year our schedule to have one FCS team from the state. So with this year we played Southeastern, Nichols, whoever, Northwestern State, Magnese, whoever fits. And then play, you know, this year we played Louisiana Lafayette, play Monroe, play La Tech, play whoever, play a couple of those guys. And then why not play LSU? I mean, it makes a ton of sense. You know, they played South Alabama this year or whoever, and so why not play us? It'd be a good crowd for everybody. And I think I like playing regional games. I think it's good for the community. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe some people don't want us to play. I don't know. But here's the deal. We'll play anybody, anywhere, anytime, and it'll play in a damn parking lot. I don't care. And so I love coaching football. I love watching our guys play the game. And if we play anybody, we'll play them. It doesn't bother me. You know what I mean? So I like coaching. I like playing.
Coach, one of the things that you got to deal with this year, especially because with the recruiting being shoved up a week earlier, so you have to deal with that also. And not only you got a game Thursday, but then you got a conference championship game and then National Signing Day. So that also, that kind of throws a little bit of everything off. But how has been the reception because of you guys winning and that tradition now and being able to play in the third straight American Conference championship game to sell to young recruits out there?
Yeah, I mean, I tell people all the time, if you can't recruit at Tulane, then you probably can't recruit anywhere. We got, you know, we're playing football at a really high level right now. We're doing it at a great academic institution, and we're doing it in one of the coolest cities in the world, right? And so, like, if you can't get Ray Charles to see that, then you got a problem. Like, it's a good deal. Like, we got a great situation. And so it's a fun time to be a part of this program. You know, I think we're attracting high-level kids right now. Like, we got – I'm just being candid with you. We're recruiting right now to get some people that are, you know, Power Four programs. That's the landscape now. And we're, I think guys are seeing the opportunity. It's real. Now, in regards to the signing day being moved up, like the NCAA and everybody that did that, like they haven't really ever coached in this time of year where we're trying to play a game and then play a conference championship game and do signing day right in the middle of all of it. It's like, good luck. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't slept for the last 3 months anyway, so why start now? But it's a little chaotic. It is a little jammed in there, and but it's definitely, this thing's recruiting itself pretty good because the vibe in our program is fun. You know, when we have kids, high school kids come around our program, or transfer guys come around our program, and they get around the staff and the locker room and the players. Man, the energy in our program is good, and guys feel that. And you can't fake that. It's authentic. It's genuine. And I think, you know, when we bring recruits in, they can sense that this is a fun place to play football right now.
Now, Coach Omar, this is a two-part question. You know, everyone's observing what happened between Army and Notre Dame last Saturday night. It virtually was guaranteed Tulane were playing for the right to host Army and the Black Knights on December the 6th, the AAC Conference Championship game. Now you're going to face Memphis on Thanksgiving night at Yeoman Stadium. But how important it is to have that championship game at Yeoman, or maybe you're on the road? I mean, that's a significance, you know, to get the crowd involved, the students and all that. That has to be a big part. I want you to elaborate on that. And also, because we always look at, you want to talk about overachievers and like, that's who represents our country whenever you play in the academies, Navy or Army. How would you describe those two teams? And it seems like, boy, you better pack a lunch that they're going to bring it for four quarters in the effort there.
Yeah, well, I would most certainly like to host that game. And if we win Thursday night, it looks like we likely will have the opportunity to host. So we need to handle our business on Thursday night for a lot of reasons. But it's going to be a lot easier when that conference championship game probably here in Yeoman Stadium in New Orleans than going up to West Point, New York, and playing in, you know, that weather and that environment. And I have a ton of respect for the academies. You know, at Troy the last 2 years, we played Army both years. We played them in Troy in 22, and we played a rock fight of a game. We beat them a whopping 10-9. It was basically, I mean, it was a phone booth, smash mouth game, and we came out of that one 10-9. And then last year we played them up there in West Point, and I think we won. I think the final was 19-0, and we won it. But golly, every time you play Army, man, it's going to be a black and blue game. You just know it. Like, you just know it going in. And then Navy, too. You know, Navy's really kind of adapted a little offensively. Where Army's still very conventional, three-back option, very run-heavy. Quarterback plays the game like a down linebacker, where Navy's a little bit of – there's some three-back option, but there's also some wing tee, and they're slinging the ball around pretty good. You know, like, you watch them on crossover tape when they played Memphis, man, they threw the ball really effectively. And, I mean, I got a lot of respect for the academies, people of service, and those kids play really, really hard, blue-collar, tough, chip-on-your-shoulder kind of football. And anytime you play those guys, man, you better strap it up and be ready to go.
Coach, definitely always appreciate your time. You and the team have a great Thanksgiving and have a great game on Thursday.
Best of luck to you, Coach.
Thank y'all. Appreciate all right, y'all. Roll Wave.
Roll Wave Tulane Tuesday brought to you by Bayou Black Electric, your electrical connection in the heart of South Louisiana. Learn more at BayouBlackElectric.com.